and businesslike personage, with connections, with a large circle of acquaintances, and a good many schemes on hand, so that it may be supposed that this party was an excuse for getting the parents together and discussing various interesting matters in an innocent, casual way. I was an outsider. I had no interesting matter to contribute, and so I spent the evening rather independently. There was another gentleman present who was, I fancied, of no special rank or family, and who, like me, had simply turned up at this family festivity. He was the first to catch my eye. He was a tall, lanky man, very grave, and very correctly dressed. But one could see that he was in no mood for merrymaking and family festivity. Whenever he withdrew into a corner, he left off smiling and knitted his bushy black brows. He had not a single acquaintance in the party except his host. One could see that he was fearfully bored, but that he was valiantly keeping up the part of a man perfectly happy and enjoying himself. I learned afterwards that this was a gentleman from the provinces, who had a critical and perplexing piece of business in Petersburg, who had brought a letter of introduction to our host, for whom our host was by no means con amore, using his interest and whom he had invited out of civility to his children's party. He did not play cards, cigars were not offered him, everyone avoided entering into conversation with him, most likely recognizing the bird from its feathers. And so my gentleman was forced to sit the whole evening stroking his whiskers, simply to have something to do with his hands. His whiskers were certainly very fine, but he stroked them so zealously that looking at him, one might have supposed that the whiskers were created first and the gentleman only attached to them in order to stroke them. In addition to this individual who assisted in this way at our host's family festivity, he had 5 fat, well-fed boys, I was attracted too by another gentleman. But he was quite of a different sort. He was a personage. He was called Yulian Mastakovich. From the first glance, one could see that he was an honored guest, and stood in the same relation to our host as our host stood in relation to the gentleman who was stroking his whiskers. Our host and hostess said no end of polite things to him, waited on him hand and foot, pressed him to drink, flattered him, brought their visitors up to be introduced to him, but did not take him to be introduced to anyone else. I noticed that tears glistened in our host's eyes when he remarked about the party that he had rarely spent an evening so agreeably. I felt, as it were, frightened in the presence of such a personage. And so, after admiring the children, I went away into a little parlor, which was quite empty, and sat down in an arbor of flowers which filled up almost half the room. The children were all incredibly sweet, and resolutely refused to model themselves on the grown-ups, regardless of all the admonitions of their governesses and mamas. They stripped the Christmas tree to the last sweetmeat in the twinkling of an eye, and had succeeded in breaking half the playthings before they knew what was destined for which. Particularly charming was a black-eyed, curly-headed boy, who kept trying to shoot me with his wooden gun. But my attention was still more attracted by his sister, a girl of 11, quiet, dreamy, pale, with big, prominent, dreamy eyes, exquisite as a little Cupid. The children hurt her feelings in some way, and so she came away from them to the same empty parlor in which I was sitting, and played with her doll in the corner. The visitors respectfully pointed out her father, a wealthy contractor, and someone whispered that 300,000 rubles were already set aside for her dowry. I turned round to glance at the group, who were interested in such a circumstance, and my eye fell on Yulian Mastakovich, who, with his hands behind his back and his head on one side, was listening with the greatest attention to these gentlemen's idle gossip. Afterwards, I could not help admiring the discrimination of the host and hostess in the distribution of the children's presents. The little girl, who had already a portion of 300,000 rubles, received the costliest doll. Then followed presents diminishing in value in accordance with the rank of the parents of these happy children. Finally, the child of lowest degree, a thin...